أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، فإن أفضل حديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to discuss some important aspects today with regards to how we function and our psychology. Now, we know that we are all aliens. God has not created us for this world. We are being created for the heaven, inshallah. So, we're only here for a short period of time. However, it's how we perform in this world that's going to determine how we are going to be in the hereafter. So, it's important to understand certain things, such as how are our actions going to be calculated? How are good deeds, hasanat, or bad deeds, sayyat, going to be calculated? What's the method that's going to be used for calculation so that we can maximize the benefit from it? Other things such as, why is it that despite understanding this, why is it that we still do wrong things, and why is it that we do sins? What are the forces that play with us? How does our psyche work that makes us go into these mistakes? And if we understand that, we might be able to avoid a lot of them. And finally, the third point that I want to discuss today is how is it that we can easily slip into major mistakes in this world? Because this world is beautiful and it's full of temptations, and it can easily enchant us into major mistakes. So trying to understand all these things would help us a lot in avoiding them. So to go on from there, I'd like to read you a hadith Qudsi, which might help us understand some of the issues. The hadith says, إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك. Allah has ordained what is hasanat, what's good, and what's bad. What are the good deeds and what are the bad deeds? ثم بين ذلك. And then he made it clear. We all know what is right and what is wrong. فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله له عنده حسنة كاملة. If you attempt to do a good deed, but you don't do it, you're still rewarded as a full hasana. فمن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله عنده عشر حسنات إلى سبعمائة ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة. And if you plan to do a good deed and you carry out the good deed, then the reward is going to be 10 times up to 700 times, or even many multipliers of that if God wants to. وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. And this is here where we see God's mercy. مَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ. If you plan to do a bad deed, a wrong deed, and you abstain, then Allah will write it down as a hasana. Instead of becoming a sayyah, instead of becoming a bad deed, it becomes a good deed. فَإِنْ هُوَ هَمَّ بِعَمَلِهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَا سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً. But if you carry on and do the bad deed, then you are rewarded as being only one bad deed. So if you apply simple mathematics here, we'll find that if any of us does 10 good deeds and 10 bad deeds, 10 hasanat and 10 sayyat, then you go to heaven. Because 10 times 10 is 100, whereas 10 times 1 is 10. So it's simple. If you do 10 good deeds and 10 bad deeds, you're a winner. Even if you do 90 bad deeds and only 10 good deeds, you're still on the positive balance. And this is where the mercy of Allah is quite apparent, because Allah wants us all to go to heaven. He's created us all to go to heaven. The way He calculates things are in our favor. So if somebody on the Day of Judgment ends up with too many sayyat, much more than his hasanat, then I think he must have done, or she must have done, a lot of very terrible bad things, understanding this way of calculation. However, before we get carried away, we need to understand how does this system work exactly. So we need to understand certain the difference between al-ham wal-azm. In Arabic, if you intend to do something, the intention and the determination. Because to do any action, it goes through stages. Some of the stages are not, we're not accountable for. But it comes beyond a certain point where we become accountable. So it's important to understand these stages. And to understand them, let's return to the Quran, where it says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينِ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. And we have made for every prophet enemies from the shayateen, from devils, from the humans, some human devils and some jinni devils. يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرِفُ الْقَوْلِ. يُوحِي, this is the first stage, is the whispering of the idea. You get an idea in your mind. So this is the first stage. يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرِفَ الْقَوْلُ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ وَلِتَصْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. This is the second stage. لِتَصْغَى إِلَيْهِ, listening or liking the idea. وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ, third stage, they accept it, they take it for granted. وَلْيَخْتَرِفُوا مَا هُمْ مُخْتَرِفُونَ, and then they commit whatever they're going to commit. So this ayah makes it clear that any action goes through four stages. First stage is an idea. You're sitting there and you get an idea for example, I'll do something good. I'm going to pray Taraweeh every night in Ramadan. It's just an idea. You haven't done any action yet. And then you go through the second stage where you start to like the idea. Oh yes, this would be a good thing. You know, if I can pray every night this Ramadan, this would be a great thing. So you're starting to like the idea. Then you go through this third stage where you accept the idea. Oh, definitely I'll do that. That's definitely, I'm going to do that. And then you go into the fourth stage where you start thinking, fine, if I want to pray every night Taraweeh in Ramadan, how am I going to do that? I've got to plan my work so that I finish work this time. I'm going to go and pray in this place. So you have the actual plan. And this is where you get into the stage where things count. For the first three stages, you were just thinking about it. But for the fourth stage, although you haven't done it yet, you have now done the plan. Let's get another example for a bad deed, which might make the idea more clear. Say somebody decides, look, I don't like this chap. He's really a horrible person. You know what? I want to harm him. It's just an idea, waswas, which might be from al-shaytan or from al-nafs, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then you would say, you know, yes, I think actually he's horrible. I need to kill him. Society needs to get rid of him. So now you are starting to like the idea, but you still haven't done anything about it. And then you get through the third stage where you feel fine. Okay, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Still, you are still within the area where you are not accountable. And then you decide, fine, I'm going to go tomorrow at 4 o'clock and I'm going to shoot that man. This is where now you've gone into the next stage where you're going to be accountable. Something happens to you and you can't shoot the man. Or something happens and he doesn't show up. Or you shoot and you miss, whatever it is. Whether you've killed the man or not, physically, you have killed the man. And you are a murderer. And Allah is going to hold you accountable as a murderer. So it's important to understand this fine line. Because in every action we take, whether good or bad, it's important to understand this fine line. Because it makes a lot of difference. A lot of things that you might not actually do physically, you're still accountable for it. And a lot of things that you might not be able to do good things, and you can still get your reward for it. However, taking this example again, so I've decided that I don't like this man, and I'm going to kill him. But then, before executing it, I think, hang on, killing is haram. I'm not allowed to do that. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, I'm not going to do that. And then, I will be rewarded for this as a hasana, because I've abstained from doing isayya for the sake of Allah. So hopefully I've sort of made this, you know, these stages clear. So the stages are 1, wishing for something. 2, being determined to do something. 3, carrying out the action or planning to do the action. So this is how things go. Now, I just need to touch very quickly here on why do we get these ideas? The idea of doing something bad especially. And usually it is one of 2 things. There are 2 forces that work on us all. Either a shaitan, Satan, or a nafs, ourselves. Because if shaitan only wants to drift us away from the correct path. So shaitan will always try to entice us to go out of the right path. Whereas a nafs, because it enjoys all the good things in life. You know, good food, lots of money, I'd like to have lots of money. You know, sex, all the things that we should control, the nafs is trying to entice us not to control it. So if we want to understand, when you get a thought, if you want to understand whether it's a thought from the shaitan or a thought from the nafs, it's very simple. Put it to the test. Now, all the shaitan wants is just to lead you astray. So it doesn't matter what you do. So you're thinking of going to prayer, the shaitan will tell you, oh, did you remember, you know, you needed to write this letter. So stay away from it. So you say, no, I'll write the letter later after. So you go to the prayer. So the shaitan says, fine, okay, make it a short prayer. Don't pray for a long time. Or he tries to just divert you in one way or another. As soon as you say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaitan ar-rajim, the idea goes away. The whispering of the shaitan goes away. However, the nafs is different. The nafs is very persistent. The nafs, when it wants something, it keeps nagging. So, for example, you know what? I want to smoke. I want a cigarette. Then you think, no, but smoking is haram. No, I want a cigarette. But, you know, smoking is not good. It's going to harm me. No, I need it. I must have it now. Maybe I'll stop later, but I must have it now. This is how a nafs works. So, if we can watch ourselves, and I'm sure each and every one of us has been through this, either waswasat shaitan, either from the devil trying to lead us astray, or from a nafs. So if we watch ourselves carefully, we will find that we all experience these things day in, day out. This is what happens every day. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة والسراج المنير أما بعد. So now that we've discussed how our deeds are counted and how they are accounted for, and what are the thoughts that we get that try to divert us, let's move on to the third point, which is the enchantment with the word. How easy is it for all of us, and for each and every one of us, to be dragged into a wrong path in the world? It's almost as if a spell is thrown on us, a magical spell. We get enchanted. It goes through five stages. And these five stages are at-tamanni, which is wishing for something. You know what? I wish I had £1 million. Just an idea. And then it goes through the second stage, where, you know what? I want this money regardless. Doesn't matter if I get it from halal or haram. I want it. And then you go through the third stage, which is the first encounter. And this is a very dangerous stage, where you find that, oh, there's a chance here. I can make that amount of money. It's true, it's haram, but it doesn't matter. I'll just do it the once. This is the third stage. So I've gone through the stage of wishing for something, tamanni, then determination that I will get it anyway, and then going through the first encounter and doing the first haram thing. And then you go through the fourth stage, which is ta'awud wal inghimas, where you get accustomed to it, you get used to it. So I've done it once, and I thought, fine, it's only going to be the once, I won't repeat it again. But then you start repeating it over and over and over until it becomes a norm. And then you go through the fifth stage, where you go to the stage of slavery, and you become actually submitting to this haram thing totally, and if anything at all, even encouraging other people to go into it. So these are the five stages that we need to be aware of, because we can all very easily slip into them. So let's go through them very quickly to try and understand how each stage works and how we can stop each stage from moving on to the next one. So the first stage is the idea, tamanni. You wish for something. And usually, as I said before, it's either waswas. The word waswas in Arabic means whispering. It's as it's pronounced, whispering. So it's the shaitan, yuwaswisu. The shaitan sort of whispering ideas for you. So first of all, we get through the idea. Whether the idea is, you know, as I said, for example, money, I'm going to have money, or drugs. You know what? I want to try drugs. I've never tried drugs. So what if I try it only once? I want to know what it feels like. And to combat this is simple. You need to recognize whether it's from shaitan or from an-nafs. If it's from shaitan, then you just sustaid billah. You just say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaitan ar-rajim. It will fade away. Very simple. Quite easy to get rid of that. If it's from the nafs, then it's a bit harder. Because then you need to fight yourself and fight your whims. And remind yourself of what is haram and what is halal. Now, once we've gone through this first stage, which is just the al-khatir, we go through the second stage, where we start to think about it. Now, just to take the example again, the first stage was, what do drugs feel like? I wonder what are drugs like. Do you know what? I want to try drugs, just for once. But once you get into this stage, you're going to start to find out, okay, who of the people I know can supply drugs? And how am I going to get it? How much is it going to cost me? You start the planning. Now, once you've got into this stage, you are now going to get into the realm of accountability, hisab. You can be accountable. You're going to be held accountable. So again, if you remember that what you're doing is haram, it's against Allah's will, then you remind yourself of this and you suppress your nafs, or you say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Now, we move on to the third stage, where you encounter your first taste of the haram. Usually at this stage, shaitan is laughing, because he's managed to drag you into the sin. Now he's going to try and facilitate it for you. So he's going to give you some ideas such as, you know what, it's not a big deal. So what if I just smoke one cigarette? Or if I take one drug? It's only once. It's not a big deal. You know, other people do much bigger sins. Or, you know, God is merciful. He will forgive me. Or, you know, I've still got a long life ahead of me, so I'll do that now, but I'm sure that in time I will repent. I will do Hajj later on, when I'm a bit older. However, we need to remember that all these are Satan's way, Shaitan's way of facilitating this, trying to entice us more, trying to move us into the next stage. Before we move into the next stage, if we remind ourselves of the ayah that says, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, whoever does wrong or wrongs himself, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. If you ask God for forgiveness, He will forgive you. So, if we fall into the first sin, the first time we do the mistake, this is the time to repent. Don't allow Shaitan to drag us more by giving us false hopes and trying to make it sound as if it's a simple thing. So what? Now, we move on to the next stage, which is التعود والانغماس. Now you move on to the next stage, and it becomes a habit. You just do it regularly, and you feel that, fine, you know, everybody else is doing it, so what if I smoke? Everybody else smokes. What's wrong with that, you know? Yeah, okay, maybe, you know, it might be makruh. I'm not sure if it's makruh or haram, but fine. That's the only way I relax, you know, that's my only sin. I do everything else well, I pray, I do my fasting, but just smoking. And this is how you convince yourself, and that's how you become addicted, and that's how you move into the fourth stage, which is التعود والانغماس. And then finally you move into the final stage of العبودية, where you become fully recruited, and as a matter of fact you try to recruit other people. So you try to discuss it with other people and try to entice them to do the same mistake you're doing, because it makes you feel better that it's not only me who's doing it, other people are doing it. So it's important to remember these five stages and watch it, because I'm sure each and every one of us passes through these on different levels. And always remember the ayah in the Quran that says, أَلَمْ يَأْنَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Is it not time for those who believe that their hearts should bow in frustration to Allah? وَمَنَزَّلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَلَ عَلَيْهُمْ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who have had the books, the people of the book before you, who because of length of time, their hearts became so hardened. And a lot of them are fasiqun. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. قد بينا لكم الآيات لقوم لعلكم تعقلون. Remember that Allah brings back the land to life again after it's completely dead. قد بينا, we are showing you these signs. So Allah mentions this at the end of the ayah to remind you that even if you fall into the fourth or the fifth category, where you have been doing a sin over and over and over and over again, Allah is there and is prepared to forgive you. And that your heart, that's the example that Allah is giving here, your heart can be risen again from the dead. Even if you end up with a dead heart, it can rise again, it can come back to life. But you just need to remember. So I hope that this gives us all sort of an insight into what we all go through, because I'm sure we all go through these turmoils. It's important to watch ourselves. It's important to watch what's happening around us, because it's very easy in this day and age, in this modern life, to slip into a lot of wrongdoings. And it's quite easy, despite the mercy of Allah and despite the way Allah calculates our sins, to end up losing our place in heaven, which is where we have been born to be, inshallah. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وألزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله